Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide for February 2nd, 2025. Straight up, you are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk, live worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think like this. I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? Last night, I was impressed. I'm talking about David Benavidez. I was in Las Vegas sitting in a VIP box here at the T-Mobile Arena with my attorney, Mark Risman. It was a great evening, no doubt about that. But the Pitbull Cruz, who I keep putting down on the show saying he's an underachiever and things like that, he put on a fight of the night last night, maybe the fight of the year, no doubt about it. These guys went back and forth. It was crazy. But the main event, the Battle of the Davids. Everybody came to see David Benavidez. Well, maybe some people came to see David Morrell as well. Of course, David Morrell, 11-0, 9 knockouts, come to us originally out of Cuba, now, of course, based in Florida. He had a great amateur background. In fact, that's what he was relying on for the most part in turning pro, is that he already had these amateur fights. So he started out fighting good guys, and within four or five fights, I think he had a WBA title at 168 pounds. But, of course, the guy at 168, talking about Canelo Alvarez, he didn't want to fight either David, not David Morrell, or David Benavidez. Of course, we'll talk about that a little bit later with Tommy D. But straight up, now we've got a definite man at 175. I think that, of course, we've got Artur Beterbiev. The champion is about 38 years old, going down 98. But the bottom line is, I think he's done. I think he's slow. I mean, him and Bivol, I don't want to see that again. It's like seeing a porno the second time. You've seen the first time, probably that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, bottom line is, we have open phone lines around the planet. If you'd like to join me, I do open the toll freeze at the top of each hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. But that Isaac Cruz Angel Fierro fight last night, listen, if you're in the slugfest like Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti and that kind of stuff, this was right up your alley, no doubt about that. Of course, on today's show, we're bringing Tommy D, and I'll spend some time with a young lady by the name of Haley Pennington. Of course, she's an up-and-coming a professional fighter, but she's got some good looks as well. So straight up, she'll bring her combination to the dance in hour number two. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com, and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Good to see you're still alive. I think I like you.
So Vegas was buzzing, and the rental car cost me like almost $200 for 73 miles in 2 days. Straight up, it's a little bit overpriced. But it is Vegas. I mean, come on, I had a great time. Of course, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the Mensch himself, I'm talking about my attorney, Mark Risman. He was also the attorney for Marco Antonio Barrera, and he originally represented Joe Louis, we have the family of Joe Louis, a former world heavyweight champion. Of course, Marco Antonio Barrera, a lot of good guys. I mean, Mark is such a great guy. When I call him the Mensch, he really is the Mensch of Mensch. Now, last night's Battle of Davis, of course, went 12 rounds. Mr. Benavidez was down in one round. Of course, then a point was taken away from Eric Morrell for hitting after the bell. He got a little ugly just for a second, but for the bottom line is that Eric Morrell can crack. David Morrell can crack. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he can crack, as could David Benavidez. But in this time, I think it turned out to be size, and size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But the natural size, I think, of David Benavidez prevailed him in victory. That's just my opinion. Of course, that and his skills. But, you know, I thought he was pretty buffed up in the ring. But afterwards, I looked at him in the post-fight press conference. I mean, he was clean. He was pretty clean. Wearing sunglasses a little bit later, but he was pretty clean. No doubt about that. Of course, the scores went down like this. And I want to say Thomas Taylor did a decent job as a referee, without a doubt, of course. He was in the main event. The judges, Tim Cheatham, always known for some not impeccable scores. I can put it to you like that. He's not impeccable, without a doubt. Tim Cheatham. Is that a name for a boxing judge? What? Tim Cheatham. 118-108. In other words, he had it like 10 rounds to, yeah, I mean, he gave Morrell one round and then took away points, so I think he ended up with the 108 score. But the bottom line is, I thought Morrell won a couple more rounds than that. In fact, I thought it 2 rounds for Morrell and 1 round even, so the bottom line is it was like 9-2-1 as far as the scores were concerned, as far as I was concerned. Steve Weisfeld and Patricia Morse-Jarman, she used to have another name. I forget what her name was, but the bottom line is she's 115-111. They both had it 115-111. She's a lady judge out of Las Vegas. Get to see her every once in a while. Of course, we used to go back in the days of those big-time parties in Vegas, man, the HBO parties, and there was never nobody, you know, they say Diddy threw parties. We didn't want to talk about freak parties, okay? We're talking about good parties. Seth Abraham and HBO, and Lou DiBella, they knew how to throw parties. They know how to throw parties, no doubt about that. So David Morrell, no doubt about it, put up an outstanding fight. I think he did. I mean, for a guy that only coming in with 11 fights, whether he had that amateur pedigree or not, he looked stellar for a while, of course. But he wasn't winning rounds. In other words, the fight was competitive, but not on the scorecards. That's just the way I put it. I mean, it just wasn't competitive on the scorecards because David was racking up all these rounds. I mean, there were times when Morrell would catch him with a couple of clean shots and this and that, and then he tried to follow up and couldn't. Of course, and all night long, I don't know if the CompuBox guys got into this or whatever, the guy, the bean counters per se, ringside, but I heard at one point in time, I think I heard over the audio that Benavidez had thrown or landed 85 body punches. Well, he landed another about 40 punches after that. So the bottom line is, if those stats are true, he worked a lot to the body last night, and I thought that's just stellar boxing, no doubt about that. Now, Tommy D, ready to go? Tommy D, and how the heck are you, Mr. Sir Thomas Dillamuth?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything? How was your night watching the fight? You were there live, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, I used to be one of those guys who wanted to sit ringside, okay? And then last night I sat in this VIP booth with these zillionaires, not millionaires, zillionaires, and me and Mark, not zillionaires. Anyway, but we sat in this VIP booth there at the T-Mobile Arena, and the screen was like right in, you know, the screen was in the center of the arena, but it was like the perfect vantage point, the whole nine yards. It was a lot easier watching the screen at that point. In other words, when you're sitting ringside, look at the screen, it hurts your neck, okay? But this was out of doubt. I mean, the quality, the production last night, as far as the video was concerned, as far as I was concerned, and I went to watch it basically on video because I can't see the fight was really going on from, you know, like from a VIP box. But at the end of the night, the television was great, and somebody was moaning and complaining about paying $80 for a pay-per-view. They said they didn't think it was worth it. Well, that Isaac Cruz Angel Fierro fight, I think that alone was worth $80, wasn't it?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I've seen highlights of the fight. I haven't watched it. I was in Jersey last night watching Keith Colon fight.
So what's up with Keith? All right, let's go to the Keith Colon report. What's up with the kid?
He looked good. He punished the guy. You know, the way in, the guy kind of tried to get in his head and bother him a little bit. And Keith punished him to the body. I mean, wicked body shots that you could hear it from, like, you know, the back row. You know, and he stopped him in the second round. He looked good. And, you know, I think he's looking forward. I think he's going to fight again in a few months. He's going to step up to six-round fights. But, you know, fights haven't been lasting past the second round, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, but they're not supposed to last past the second round at this stage of the game.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the way it's supposed to be. I don't want to say anything's choreographed, but you sort of lay out a plan, and the plan is that you go through a bunch of substandard foes or some average guys until you get to the point where you say, you know what, I'm ready to step up, do some more rounds, face better fighters. This and that. It comes with experience.
Yeah, exactly. No, I agree 1,000%.
Is that what David Morrell didn't have last night?
I think that was the difference with Morrell and Benavidez, the experience.
Size.
You know, the size, I don't know about the size too much. I think it's more experience. You know, at the end of the day, in my opinion, watching the fight, I thought Morrell fought Benavidez's fight. He didn't fight his fight. And then he didn't try to impose his style, you know, in that fight.
Tommy D, his style is almost like an amateur style. And here's what's up. Originally, the first round, second round, I was a little worried about Benavidez because he didn't have his foot on the outside. Morrell had his foot on the outside, and that gives him the advantage being a left-hander. And that's how he landed a couple of shots. But once Benavidez took care of that outside foot, I thought he dominated. I mean, it wasn't – I had a 9-2-1 in rounds, and, of course, that crazy round where they took away the point. What do you think of the referee? You think he did a pretty good job, Thomas Taylor? We rip him at times. So I think he did a pretty good job.
I think he did a pretty good job too. I was on the way home. I was discussing with Sarkis Palmer about some elbows might have got thrown by Benavidez early in the fight that wasn't called. I might have to watch that again. I thought he got away with it.
Listen, I threw elbows that weren't called. What are you trying to say? What are you implying?
No, I'm just saying early in the fight, there was some elbows that were thrown.
When it's bad blood, I remember Chris told me one time, and he said, like, he goes, hook it. And that means we're hooking off, we hook the elbow off the hook. You know what I'm saying? And there was, we're just throwing a forearm and a hook. He goes, hook it. And I knew exactly what he meant. And I went out there and I did it a couple of times. I mean, you know, how can I put this? Bad vibes in boxing matches, guys going back and forth. Of course, they had respect when the bell rang after 36 minutes. But beforehand, neither guy respected each other. And of course, I want to say one thing about David Morrell. That post-fight interview, he whined too much, man.
Yeah, he did. I mean,
and he shows up, and when you can't speak English and whine in English, it don't sound good.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't. It does. It makes you look kind of like a sore loser as well. You know, I want to mention. You know, I mentioned him last week, and I couldn't get his name, but I got his name today. Ronnie Shields. I think Ronnie Shields saved Morrell. I think him being in the corner and the instructions saved him from probably getting stopped in this fight. I don't think if he had Ronnie Shields in his corner, I think Benavidez finishes him in like the eighth or ninth round. You know, because his body language was a little bit poor, and I think Ronnie Shields, you know, gave us a little instructions and kind of motivated him a little bit. You know, and then he was a game fighter. He stood in front of Benavidez, which I thought was dumb. I thought he should have moved a little bit more and boxed. I thought he should have thrown more body punches. He did not throw hardly any body punches. I don't think he landed a body punch. You know,
but,
and I thought
Listen, when the other guy's whacking the spit out of you, and I say spit with an H, when the other guy's whacking the spit out of you to the body, you know what I'm saying? All you're thinking about is keeping your elbows hit. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you're going, damn. Tommy D, when you get hit with shots like that, they take something immediately and a little bit later. You know what I'm saying? Like you're aware of it right away. God damn, that was a good body shot.
Yeah, and I mean Benavidez was destroying him to the body. I thought that was key. I think he landed. I'm looking at copy box right now. He landed 76 of 224 punches that he landed were body shots out of 553 punches. It's like 41%. So he did great. And I thought Benavidez's defense was pretty good, too. He blocked a lot of those punches, too, early on as well. And then towards the end of the fight, you know, he got buzzed, you know, after the round. You know,
he got buzzed a couple of times.
Yeah, he got buzzed a couple of times. But he really got buzzed, you know, after round, what is it, round 11? You know, after the bell, when you know, in that exchange. I thought that was a legit knockdown.
I agree.
You know, yeah, it was hurt, so I thought it was scored correctly. You know, he was off balance, but a punch landed, and that caused the knockdown completely. So I thought that was fair. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, Benavidez shown that he's special. And now what happens with Morrell? Does this, you know, is he a damaged fighter now going forward?
Well, I scored that round 9-8.
Yeah, that's how I scored it, 9-8, they took the point away. Because it would have been a 10-8 round, but they took the point away for him hitting after the bell, I guess.
You know, from the start, it was, how can I put this? It was entertaining. It was slightly competitive, but it wasn't competitive on the scorecards. You know what I'm saying that?
Yeah. And I think that's fine. I think we were entertained. I think it was worthy to be a pay-per-view main event. And you're going to have fights like that. You can have a fight that could be 12-0. But every round could be competitive. Every round could be close, you know, and it's still a good fight, you know. In this case, you know, 8-4, 9-3 for Benavidez, but the rounds were competitive and both fighters were game. And even in defeat and getting pounded on, I thought Morrell showed a lot of heart and you know, showed testicular fortitude.
That's a good way. I like that. Testicular fortitude. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More with Sir Thomas Dillamuth right after the break on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
When I was kicking ass, you're not going to believe this, but my mother told me one time, she goes, listen, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth, okay? But she said, but people don't want to hear your honesty, so just shut up. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're in. Hey, she didn't say that. I mean, that's what she would tell me. She goes, you know, I mean, and she would tell me, like, I would annihilate guys in fights, and there was bad blood. I never was friendly with anybody going into a fight. I didn't believe in it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've got to have some type of animosity. Plus, I've got to be scared of him. I've got to be a little bit scared of him. If I'm not a little bit scared of him, there's a chance he could lick me. I'm serious. I mean, that's just the way it is. You got to have that little inner fear in you. And you know, I remember, you know, she was amazing. And may she rest in peace. She was amazing, no doubt about it. I remember a couple of times, oh, yeah, we're going to a press conference. And I just, as I said, annihilated this guy. She said, Pete, you don't need to beat him up twice. I went, huh? What are you talking about? She goes, you're going to go into that press conference? She goes, don't go in there and insult him because his mother's going to be sitting there. And I go, yeah? You know, something like that. She goes, yeah. She goes, and I've sat there when you've lost, Pete. It's not a good feeling. So that's both sides of it. Winning and losing in amateur boxing. Straight up, back to the Battle of the Davids now. Benavidez, what is that, you know, what do you think of David Benavidez and Artur Bitov? I think Bitov is old. I know you guys don't think that. I think he's old, and I think that Bivol's a bit overrated. But am I wrong on both fronts there?
I think you're right about one. I don't like to call fighters overrated unless it's really shown. I don't think Bivol is overrated. I think he's a good boxer. He just doesn't really have the punching power that you'd like to see at that, you know, in that weight class. So I would say overrated. I mean, he schooled Canelo, you know, and I don't think size had anything to do with it. He just totally outboxed him for 12 rounds. So, you know, he's a good boxer, and he was competitive with Artur Beterbiev. And, you know, yes,
But here's what's up. You know, after I've seen a porno, you probably know a little bit more about this than I do, but after I've seen a porno once, I don't want to see it again. And I just didn't think that fight was like, it wasn't like The Godfather. I didn't want to go see that. I didn't want to see the movie again. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I've seen it once.
No, I agree. It wasn't. It didn't live up to what it should be.
It wasn't Hagler Hearns,
huh? No, absolutely, it wasn't Hagler Hearns. No way. You know, and it wasn't David versus David. David versus David. David was far more entertaining than that fight as well. So,
you know, that fight moved at such a brisk pace. I mean, it was always something going on. There was never any dull moments. No doubt about that. And you know, at the end of the night, Benavidez, of course, is victorious, is now, what, 30-0, of course, no knockouts, and, he got knocked around this and that, but he definitely realized that, you know, I'm not invincible. In other words, you know, he got cracked after the bell. And here's what's up after the bell. When the bell rings, you mentally shut off your offense, or for the most part. And then you say, okay, it's rest time. You know, it was that bell, ding. Not things aren't supposed to happen after that bell. You know what I'm saying? So when that bell rings, your body says go into relax mode, and then you get cracked, so that's how you get dropped.
Yeah, that's true. And but listen, that was the worst we've seen Benavidez after a fight, too. His face was not pretty.
No, I didn't think it was. But you know, in the post-fight interview, he looked pretty good in the ring. But afterwards, he showed a little bit of puffiness, of course, wearing these sunglasses. And that. But, you know, at the end of the night, he proved that he was worthy of being the favorite. I mean, you know, there was a lot of talk going into this fight of who was better. And, you know, I mean, Teddy Atlas said that Teddy Atlas, of course, the genius that he isn't, he said that Morrell was going to F him up, muck him up with an F. That's what he said. I mean, that's the exact quote on that one. I didn't see him muck him up. I mean, outside of that one flash time when he buzzed him, I think before the end of a round, one point in time, and then he buzzed him again when he dropped him. But the bottom line is, outside of those two times, you know, David Benavidez was pretty much in control.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and listen, I was a Morrell backer. I thought Morrell would win the fight. I didn't pick him. I didn't say he was going to F him up. I thought it was going to be a close fight. I picked him to win a close decision. But, I got to eat some crow as well. Not as much as Atlas, though.
No. Let me run this one at you. The arena was packed. I think we saw a new Mexican star. And this is what's a little trippy about David Benavidez, is that he didn't draw the typical Mexicans wearing the sombreros and that kind of good stuff, the cowboy Mexicans. He drew young Mexican-Americans and Mexican nationals. You know what I'm saying? It was a different Mexican crowd. It was a younger crowd.
Yeah, I agree. And a lot of Mexicans were at this fight, but there were other, Latino fans in this fight as well.
The Cubans were in the house?
The Cubans were in the house. The Puerto Ricans were in the house. You had a lot of different races, representing, that were represented in that fight that were rooting for Benavidez.
Okay. Now, Noah Inouye, of course, dispatched another overmatched opponent a fortnight ago. Is that the super fight, him and Hutto Nakatani at the Tokyo Dome? Is that like the mega fight of 2025?
For Japan, I think so. Absolutely. That's the big fight. But I think if we want to see more of an Inoue getting tested, I think he has to move up to featherweight. And then, and speaking of Inoue, I mean, another guy that looked good last night. I didn't see all of the fight. I've read, a guy that he beat easily, beat up on Figueroa last night. Stephen Fulton looked good.
I was sitting there for the whole time. I'd rather pick my nose and watch him fight, man, because he don't have no power.
No, he doesn't have no power.
And it's sad. He is like, when you I don't want to get in trouble with women here, but he is like a girl.
A
girl that can't punch. And it just doesn't appeal to me. In other words, if you can't hurt me, I don't know. This boxing, I don't know. Even Pernell Whitaker knocked people out. Of course, he knocked out Juan Nazario in the first round. But, I mean, he knocked people out when he hit him clean. So that happens. But for the most part, I want to see guys that can – in other words, this is a gunfight. Boxing, for the most part, is a gunfight. I want you to come with guns and not a knife.
Well, he's in a division where there's a lot of guys that can really bang and knock people out. And have a good one punch knockout power at featherweight. That division I think is pretty good. I just wanted to make a point. It's like, he beat up Figueroa, who looked good at that weight, and how Inoue just made easy work of Fulton. So it goes to show how good Inoue really is. And if he moves up to featherweight, I don't know if they'll have a rematch. Fulton, but there's some guys there that would give some good, intriguing fights.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Listen, Stephen Fulton's got some dirty pictures of somebody, okay? Because I just wouldn't be putting him in that position last night on that card after the Cruz fight with Fierro. That was like the worst mistake they ever could have made. And he's not a guy I'm telling you, man, people were really bored during that fight. You should see them there looking around like, oh, man, when's the main event going to start?
Wow. Well, you were there, so you definitely would know best. And I've seen it when I was in Jersey last year at the Shakur fight, so I believe it.
Speaking of Shakur, what's the guy, Floyd Schofield? Is that his next opponent?
Yeah, Kid Austin, Floyd Schofield. Yeah, that's on the February 22nd card, I believe. Undercard of Beterbiev and Bivol.
Beterbiev and Bivol. Of course, Zhang's going to be on that card. And, of course, when is the when is Joseph Parker going to rumble with Dubois?
I think that's the same card.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the guy some props, I guess, for putting together good fights. And everybody's getting paid, so nobody's getting stiffed. And of course, the only one complaining about the Sheik guy is me and you. I take that back as me, because you know I know you're on his pad. I'm not.
I'm on it because I think he's trying to help the sport. What I don't like, and there's nothing we can do about it, is that I all the fights are in Saudi. I wish they could, you know, maybe bring some fights, to America.
Okay, do you want to explain the wire transfers?
No, I don't want to explain the wire transfers.
The last night, I want to go back to that crowd last night. That was, that was a different crowd. And how can I put this? These were people in their 20s and 30s. You know, I mean, there were some 40-year-olds and some older people, but this was a new generation of boxing fans, something I haven't seen in a long, long time. Because always the old people, older than me and older than dirt, they show up, they got the ringside seats and they have the same old people, but not anymore. Last night was a transition to the future. I think David Benavidez, with his attitude in his mouth and the fact he speaks both Spanish and English very well, and he's playing, he's Mexican and Ecuadorian, so he's not totally Mexican, but the Mexicans last night were behind him, no doubt about that. What's that hold? 10,000 people?
At that arena?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I never looked into it to see how many people.
Okay,
10,000 seems a little small, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think you're right. We'll look into it after. I'll look into it during the break. Of course, Brandon Figueroa losing to Stephen Fulton. The judges were 117, 111, 116, 112, and 116, 112. I had it like 118. I mean, it was like a one-sided fight for Stephen Fulton. They didn't do nothing for me. And Figueroa, I don't know if ever there was a guy in the world that fought handcuffed, it was Brandon Figueroa last night. He fought handcuffed. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break.
This sandwich is not just spicy, it's flavorful.
Hi, this is Patayo.
And this is Elsa.
And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich is that spicy kick.
Because the spice comes in at just the right moment.
Oh, no, no, no.
A little thing I love is that cilantro lime sauce. It's a fun blend of zesty and bold. That's what really makes me happy. Are you going to eat all your fries?
Order a Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe Sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. And right now, you're going to pay for groceries. But you decide what groceries. Just keep in mind you're running out of dishwashing soap. But you decide if you're going to buy that soap. Just those dishes won't clean themselves, will they? Remember, with Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Bad connections. Straight up, David Morrell, of course, and Benavidez had bad connections going in. But I think after the 12-round fight last night, of course, that David Benavidez clearly showed he was a superior fighter. And of course, Morrell, he was whining afterwards. And when you whine and what do they call that? Coo-English? Coo-English or whatever it is? I don't know what it was. Like, I couldn't figure out what he was saying. Plus, you know, he just got done with a 12-round fight. He's got these big lips just like me, and he's, like, talking. I can't understand what's going on. Bottom line is, I thought that was a waste of time, and for the most part, he looked like a whiner.
Yeah, he did. And then his manager, I guess that's his manager, didn't help. He was crying, too. Benavidez and him kept going at it, and after the press, in the post-fight sprint conference.
Luis de Cubas?
Is that his name? Yeah,
The guy with the glasses and the gray hair?
Yeah, that guy.
Let me tell you, Louis DeCubas was Mike Akery's partner. Of course, they put together Roberto Duran's comeback. They put together Camacho's comeback. I mean, Louis had the money, and Mike sort of had the brains. You know what I'm saying? So Louis, yeah. Of course, was Mike Akery passed away about 3 or 4 years ago, but Louis went on his own. He had that Cuban heavyweight that was that rumble with Riddick Bowe for a while. He had some good fighters along the line. Now he sort of handed things over to his son, Luis de Cubas Jr., and he's been handling a lot of the managerial duties. So for me to see the Cube last night, Luis de Cubas Sr. screaming back and forth at Benavidez, I said to myself, what's he doing? I mean, you know, I haven't seen him in a long time. In fact, when I told my attorney, Mark Risman, I go, there's Louis de Cubas. He goes, that ain't him. Yeah, that was Luis de Cubas. So anyway, bottom line is there's bad blood between those guys, and, you know, I don't know. There's a little bit of ghetto in everybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's sort of the ghetto cream came to the top last night.
Yeah, but he's been doing it for a while, and you know there comes a point in time where you just got to be quiet and just let it go and be professional at some point. But I guess not with the Cubas. He kept going.
So. Well, you know, here's what you know. People have had problems with him over the years. I mean, they have. I mean, he's been. Arrogant or obstinate. I mean, Louis's always been used to calling the shots. You know what I'm saying? Louis's a shot caller down there in Miami. I mean, he gets things done without a doubt. But the bottom line is, you know, when you try to make power moves on people in boxing, they sort of turn to, they can revolt to an extent. And the bottom line is Louis has some issues with people. Of course, for the most part, there wasn't any problems with him. I mean, he paid everybody. That's what's important, bro. So when you look at a guy's career as a manager and a promoter, did he pay everybody? And Luis de Cubas paid everybody.
That's a fair point. You're right. I agree with that.
Okay.
You know, that's what it all comes down to. You hear stories about how fighters, you know, don't get paid or get cheated with money and, you know, don't get paid the full amount. So yeah, I 1,000% agree with you, man. That's definitely the most important thing.
Luisito Espinoza, a 2-division Filipino champion, based here in the Bay Area at one point in time, but he came to us originally out of the Philippines. He fought for 120,000 people in the Philippines, and he didn't get paid a dime.
I remember you telling me that. That is bad.
I mean, 120. I mean, if they all threw together 3 or 4 pesos, you know, I think that's what they used out of these bucks over there. But the bottom line is, you know, 120,000 people didn't get paid. That's bit ain't right.
No, that's terrible. And I think he took the promoter to court over it too, right?
Yeah, and then went back and forth. Here's what's happening when you take promoters to court. They stall you out.
Yeah.
And they start you out with appeals and motions and that kind of good stuff. And you keep every time you respond to a motion, it's like $2,000 to $1,500. I mean, the lawyers aren't cheap.
No, they're not. And that's, you know, he probably didn't see, you know, half or even a quarter of what he should have gotten.
Okay. No, he didn't get a dime. Bottom line is, the guy that was in the spotlight last night, shine, no doubt about that. Let's hear from the winner, David Benavidez.
All week long, David, your opponent talked about it. He didn't believe in monsters. You seem to make a believer out of everyone tonight.
Yeah, he knows whose world this is. This is Monstro's world. You know what it is. But big shout out to Morel. He took a tough test. You know, I know he was going to be a tough fighter. That's why I prepared so hard for this. And I'm just happy that the people were able to get a good show tonight. Yeah, le quiero dar las gracias a toda mi gente, toda mi raza, toda la gente de México, toda mi gente de Phoenix, Arizona, Los Ángeles, California, Seattle, Washington, y también la gente de Cuba también. Los quiero mucho.
This was a tense fight from the start. Did anything surprise you in there tonight?
No, not really, because I prepared for everything. I knew he was a great fighter, so I had to be on my P's and Q's. Head movement was good. Defense was good. To be honest, I thought he was going to hit harder, but he didn't.
The fight got a little bit chippy in the second half, including in round 11 when he hit you after the bell was deducted a point. How hurt were you by that shot?
I wasn't really hurt, but it was after the bell, you know what I mean? But that was a little ass knockdown, though. He got me off balance, but, you know, it is what it is. But like I said, it was a good fight.
You seem to start a little bit faster, a little bit quicker than we're used to seeing. How important was that against maybe arguably the toughest opponent on paper you fought in your career?
He was easier to hit than I expected, so every opportunity I went for it.
You continue to show that you're not waiting for anyone. You're executing your own career on your own terms. How big of a win is this performance in the career of David Benavidez?
This is the biggest career my win so far, because look at all the people who came out supporting me. And this is amazing. Man, this is a dream come true for me. You know what I mean? I never thought I'd, at 20 years old, I'd fill up the T-Mobile Arena. And look at all these people that came and support me. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
You're a proven pay-per-view star, one of the pound-for-pound best in this game. Where do you go from here?
I just want to be the best of my era, and whoever they need me to fight next, I want to unify all four titles. So if that's next, that's next.
Congratulations on an incredible performance.
I just want to give a big shout out to David Morel, though. He's a hell of a fighter, and I know he's going to have a lot of great fights ahead of him in the future.
Guess what? The T-Mobile Arena, according to Google here, holds 20,000 people. I don't know if that's for a basketball game, whatever. But anytime there's a boxing match, because they only got to use a little ring, I mean, like a 20 by 20 ring, of course, and, you know, some rows for the officials, they can pack in all kinds of people. But they packed better than 15,000 people, I guess, in that place last night, because there weren't any empty seats. I didn't see any empty seats. I did initially when I got in there, but after when the main event started, man, the place was packed, no doubt about it. And of course, David Benavidez talking about giving David Morel some credit there at the end. He didn't mention the C word. Do you know what the C word is?
Not too sure.
Canelo.
Oh, that's right. He did.
Oh, I know you. I know where your mind was going on that. I know where your mind was going. You dirty man.
It never fails with you, Pedro, I swear.
Oh, man, come on. You know, listen, he is like the Cowardly Lion of boxing. He sort of reminds me of that guy in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I'm very shocked he didn't mention, that guy.
He didn't want to give that guy any ink, and I think that was sort of cool. Like, F that guy.
I think he's past it. I think, you know, he already said that he doesn't want to go down to 168, even if Canelo wanted to fight, and he said he's not doing it. So he would have to come up to 175, and Canelo's not doing that unless he's going to fight some old guy like Badu Jack or something like that.
So. Badu Jack.
Remember, he tried to get Badu Jack to fight.
How old is Badu Jack now? 90?
I think he's like 39 or 40.
Wow. Here's what's up. No. Badu Jack, another one of those guys, I think, that lied about his age. That guy was using Just for Men when he was 19.
that's very possible. I just looked at he's 41 years old.
Okay.
Jeez.
Coming away last night, though, Canelo's not in the picture. Here's what's up. Canelo sort of, I think he screwed himself. And I mean, he'll probably, you know, probably go undefeated until he retires and that kind of good stuff. But unless you know, Crawford gets him in a good fight, I think Crawford's got all the skills to beat him. But the chances are it would be an upset if Crawford won as far as the odds are concerned, no doubt about that. But in my mind, I would, oh, here I'm going to get in some trouble here, but I would pick the black fighter over the Mexican fighter, and because of the styles and his abilities. You know what I'm saying? Not only because of the skin color, but to beat a Mexican, you got to fight black. You know what I mean by that? You got to be like Ray Leonard, like how Ray Leonard beat Roberto Duran. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to fight smart.
You got to fight smart. You got to be slick. You got to be on, you know, you got to be on your toes, you know, sort of, you know, and but you need that has to be common, you know, in a combination with something. And the combination I'm talking about, you need to fight that way, and you need the refs to, I mean, you need the judges to not be biased, because Lara did that against Canelo, and Canelo still got the victory.
Yeah, but Lara is an exciting guy. I mean, he hasn't been of late, but why is it the guy's more exciting at 50 than he was at 30?
Oh, because because they can't move as much as he can when you're younger. So now he's sitting more on his punches, and, you know, he knows that, you know, he can't get away from these guys. And so now he's got to sit down and, you know, try to get these guys out of there. So that's what Lara's doing now, you know, as an older fighter. Lara's been one of these guys, one of these Cubans that's just been, you know, got the raw end of the stick twice. I mean, the Canelo fight, the Paul Williams fight, I don't know if you remember that. I thought he beat Paul Williams easy. And they gave Paul Williams that victory.
Man, dude, who knocked out Paul Williams? Sergio Martinez?
Sergio Martinez, yeah.
Man, he's still asleep, right?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. Good Lord, man. You had to worry about that dude when he got dropped.
Yeah, it was. Because remember, the first fight was exciting. They gave the fight to Paul Williams. They both got dropped in that fight.
Yeah.
But the scorecards were ridiculous. I thought the scores should have been much closer than what they were. I thought it might have been a draw. I thought Sergio may have even won the first fight. And in the rematch, he just cleaned them.
Paul Williams, of course, got permanently injured and paralyzed in a motorcycle accident. Shouldn't be on a bike, man. I remember James Shuler. James Shuler got knocked out by Tommy Hearns in Las Vegas, I think, on the I think it was a John Mugabe, Marvin Hagler undercard right underneath it, supporting cat. He went home to Detroit, I think. Or no, he went home to back east. And 3 days later, he got hit on a motorcycle. He was dead.
Wow. Yeah, motorcycles, I mean, no joke. I know a couple people here that, you know, got injured really badly here in the Bronx many years ago from motorcycles.
Well, here's what's up. There's only two types of motorcycle riders in the world. Those that have fallen and those that haven't fallen yet. No, don't laugh. Let me tell you, I have four motorcycles in the garage. Okay, four antique Hondas. I don't ride them, and to an extent, I'm trying to sell them. But the bottom line is, I'm worried about people rear-ending me. I mean, I forget who the wrestling guy was, but that wrestling announcer that was like the current whatever they called him, he was like with the WWE, and he was like the main guy. His wife was on a moped, and somebody ran into her from behind at a stoplight and killed her. So I'm saying is, you know, I mean, I'm watching what's behind me in a mirror, but the bottom line is I don't like to be on a bike anymore. You're at such a disadvantage in the street, especially with all these fools driving. And now I'm going to say it again. When they took driver's training, driver education out of schools, that didn't help things out. And we've got a lot of immigrants here. Ooh, did I really say that? Yes. We got a lot, and they drive differently.
Yeah, I agree. I can't really touch up on the subject here. I don't got much for that.
No. Okay. Back to Noah Inouye. He's going to make some move. He's going to come fight in the States, according to Bob Arum.
According to Bob Arum, I guess the Sheik is getting involved, and I guess they want to try to get him in Saudi or in Vegas. You know, so you know, seeing is believing. I mean, if they do make that Nakatani fight, I don't think that's going to be in the States. That's going to be in Japan.
Diego Pacheco was a winner last week over Steve Nelson. Should I be impressed with him at 168?
I think he's okay. I wouldn't say too impressed. I want to see more. I think we need more, you know, information on him and see what he can do. I think he's a little bit too slow. I think if he fights somebody that can move and a slick fighter, I think he gets beat easily. You know, he takes a little bit too much time, you know, to set up his punches. You know, he's a strong guy. He's got knockout power, but, you know, he let Nelson back in the fight late in the fight. I thought he won every round until, like, the 11th. I thought he won the 12th round, even though a lot of people thought Nelson won. But
okay, Tommy D, we're gonna do rapid-fire stuff right now. Hey, rapid-fire. Derek Chisora and Otto Wallen, who wins?
I'll go with Chisora.
Clarissa Shields and Danielle Perkins.
Shields, but very close.
Beterbiev and Bivol.
Beterbiev by knockout.
Shakur Stevenson and Schofield.
Shakur Stevenson by late knockout, surprisingly.
Okay, and here's the question I'm really going to throw at you, and you only got about 15 seconds here. Zil Zhang and Ajit Kayabel.
Oh, man, that is tough. I'm going to go with Zil Zhang just out of bias.
Straight up, Tommy D, have a good week. Hug the wife, hug the kids. We'll talk to you soon, man.
You got it, Pedro.
Hey, how's those electric toothbrushes working?
They're doing well. I can't complain. I appreciate that.
Any cavities?
Not that I know of.
Oh, you owe me some money. I'll talk to you later. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Benny King and the Average White Band. Benny King, of course, one of the old soul dudes from the 60s. Bottom line is he has passed away, and because the Average White Band has retired as of November 2025. It was at one of their final shows in Oakland, California. And I hope they enjoy their retirement. Of course, speaking of retirement, is Israel Adesanya about to retire? Of course, a former champion and middleweight in the UFC. That's 185 pounds, I believe. Of course, he lost to Nassourdine Amirov. It was a TKO in the second round. I thought the fight was a little bit of a shaky stop, but 30 seconds in round number two, Israel is a loser for the second time in less than a year and a half now. Of course, all the other fights went to the scorecards. So Michael Page was a winner. Sergey Pavlovich was a winner. Vinicius Calavera was a winner. And Faris Zayam was the winner. Of course, that was UFC that was taking place over in Japan, in Saudi Arabia. And everybody knows that I'm down on Dana White. But, you know, Dana White puts on these shows and he gets 15, 20,000 people to show up every other week and things like that. He's doing something right. I mean, David Benavidez last night, of course, he drew almost 20,000 people, somewhere around 20,000 people to the T-Mobile Arena. That's a good sign for boxing. Straight up, it's a great sign for boxing because the boxing, I remember when HBO got out of boxing, the reason why they got out of boxing is that their boxing audience had died off to an extent. So the bottom line is, young boxing fans, that's good. Straight up, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the news here on Sports Byline. We'll spend some time with Haley Pennington. Of course, she's a young lady on the way up. We'll also spend some time talking about Muhammad Ali and the world of boxing. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the news on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Of course, broadcasting live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel.
I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. 2025 NFL Pro Games begun yesterday as the NFC took a big early lead 14-7 over the AFC. Pro Bowl game action continues on Sunday as both conferences will battle it out in flag football. 11 players were replaced from the initial roster due to the Super Bowl. Those players include tight end Travis Kelce and running back Saquon Barkley. NBA action on the scoreboard, the Cavaliers beat the Hawks 137-115. Bronny James finally scoring some points for the Lakers. He had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists in a Lakers win over the Wizards 134-96. Timberwolves on the road against the Jazz win it 138-113. Grizzlies and Rockets battle it out. Grizzlies win by just 1 point, 121-119. And the Trailblazers take the W over the Magic 119-90. On the ice in the NHL scoreboard, Jets win over the Bruins in a big fashion, 6-2. Senators and Capitals all the way into overtime. Senators take it barely by 1 point, 5-4. Hurricanes win over the Blackhawks, 3-2. Canadians blank against the Wild. Wild take it 4-0. Lightning shutting down the Kings. They win 3-0. Islanders and Flyers mirror that score. Islanders take it 3-0. Flames over the Ducks win it 4-1. Red Wings and Oilers all the way into a shootout. Red Wings take it on the road, 3-2. Blue Jackets and Golden Knights in overtime. Blue Jackets win it 2-1, and the Kraken in a dominant win over the Sharks 6-2. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The Weekend Edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We are headed to the dog days of February. The Super Bowl is the only game left on the nearly six-month-long college and pro football docket. Baseball spring training is a month away. The NHL and NBA campaigns are a month away from meaningful regular season games. And March Madness is also about a lunar cycle away. So let's dive into the grab bag and see what isn't being talked about that will stimulate the mind. I mentioned the Super Bowl, which comes up on February 9th. How about those championship game ratings last weekend, especially the AFC one? Yes, the NFC ratings were down significantly, but 44 million viewers is still impressive. Couple that with the near record 58 million that watched the Chiefs edge the Bills and it's just more evidence why sports leagues should or do step out of the way of the behemoth that is the National Football League. A tip of the cap to the PGA Tour, which runs its Farmers Open Tour event on Wednesday through Saturday. In the NBA this week, Commissioner Adam Silver floated an interesting idea, that being the 40-minute NBA game. Silver points to the Olympics and the college game being 40-minute affairs, and he'd like to see some concurrency with his league and would be in favor of 4 10-minute quarters. He even points to the modern television habits, meaning our attention spans. Where this is really headed, though, is to the load management problem the league has. Resting key players down the stretch during an 82-game marathon this league endures. Many pay hundreds to go see their favorite players and find out on game day that player is scratched for rest. Playing a 40-minute game would be the equivalent of reducing the season by 13.5 games. And finally, the Utah Hockey Club is down to 3 nicknames, and the decision will be made this offseason. Besides the current name, the Wasatch and my favorite, the Mammoth, remain. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios, check it, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but believe me, never duplicated, I've been knocking out bums now for 4 decades, right, 40 years of knocking out of bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez, I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps, I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing artist, so I bring a unique combination to this, but guess what? I'm not buying the pay-per-views, and guess what? Last night's fight was worth buying. I'm talking about the David Benavidez fight, no doubt about it, of course, prevailing in 12 rounds over David Morrell in the Battle of the Davids down there in Las Vegas. I took a 4:30 a.m. flight to get here to do the show this morning, and it was a little bit weird because you go to the airport like a 4:30 in the morning, and everybody's in a bad mood. There's no doubt about that, but everybody was there for the fight last night, and I mentioned this in hour number one. It's a new crowd of boxing fans. I think this is really cool. A lot of chicks, a lot of beautiful girls, Latinas, a lot of Latin men, and they were Mexican-American men and not Mexican nationals. Like when Julio Cesar Chavez fought and guys like that, like Mexican nationals would show up. And I didn't say they wouldn't bring the sombreros and that kind of good stuff, but they would come in their Mexican garb, okay? But last night, it was a new era of Mexican boxing fans. And of course, I've been telling you this for a long time that boxing needs new fans. They need new blood. In fact, when we did a survey back in the late 1990s, I think when HBO did a survey, we found out the average age of a boxing fan was like 64 years old. Good Lord, 64 years old. That means all those people in the 90s are now dead. So we need new boxing fans. And last night, I think David Benavidez, of course, with a 12-round win over Dave Morrell. Of course, the scores were 115-111 twice. And, of course, I think 118-108. Of course, the one score, 118-108, was a little bit of a stretch. But, you know, David Morrell came to fight, no doubt about that. He had this vast Cuban amateur experience. I mean, no doubt about that. He had like 300 or 400 amateur fights. Of course, the guys that come from Cuba are always complete. There's no doubt about that. They're complete fighters. But the other guy was just too much. I mean, size, experience, And knowledge matters in a lot of things, especially in boxing. And last night, size prevailed. I thought, you know, size prevails in two things, pornography and combat sports. And last night, I thought that was a good exhibition of prevailing and dominating in a battle of 12 rounds of super middleweights. Of course, on the undercard, wow, Isaac Cruz and Angel Fierro, I haven't seen a fight like that in a long time. This was like Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti, 1, 2, and 3 all over again. Straight up, it was like the fight of the year, the fight of the decade. You've never seen a fight like these guys. Holy cow, my mind. I was blown on this one. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Guess who's in the house? Rose's kid is in the house, as is his beautiful lady. Straight up, you are tuning to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go Nug Max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little AWB there, of course, Average White Band, my buddy Alan Gorey. I'm sending him a bit of a trophy, a little plaque, of course, been together since 1972. That's how long the Average White Band's been together. And there's one thing about a band, if ever there was a band that was named misappropriately, it's the Average White Band, because these guys are nothing but above average, no doubt about that. Of course, a stellar concert with Brent Carter on lead. Of course, now Brent Carter, we're going to have to call Brent Carter in the show, because on the first, he said he was going to tell us what the new band was. And I thought it was going to be Earth, Wind, and Fire. Okay, and he said, no, it wasn't going to be Earth, Wind, and Fire. He might have just been lying to deny it at that point. But he said the band that he was going with was bigger than Tower of Power and bigger than the Average White Band. That's what he said. Exactly. Who could it be? Who could it be? So I was thinking Earth, Wind, and Fire and something like that. Anyway, bottom line is, we'll see what happens. In fact, I'm going to call next commercial break, we're calling Brent Carter to find out what's going on now. Now, last night, listen, this fight between Angel Ferreiro and Isaac Cruz was one of the most It was, I mean, I have never seen two guys go back, and they were landing clean shots. I mean, the fact that they could both punch a little bit, but not super devastating punches, kept this fight alive, per se, because had they both been able to really super crack, they'd have went down. One of them went down. But the bottom line is, they went back and forth with 10 rounds. I mean, I thought that Isaac Cruz won, and I'm not a big Isaac Cruz fan. Of course, I'm one of those guys that said he's like a fat featherweight or a fat junior lightweight stepping up to 135, 140 pounds for the money. But the bottom line is, Isaac the Pitbull Cruz looked great last night. You got to give him props. I mean, you just have to. I mean, there's nothing more you can say other than it was an outstanding performance. Of course, and he is a former WBA champion at 140. But I'll get back to what there was a little spirit in the air last night. Israel Vasquez was a world champion at 122 pounds. He, of course, I watched him fight in Sacramento, California. He took on Lobos. Can't think of the guy's name. And bottom line is, Israel was a champion at 122, and Israel passed away a few weeks ago, maybe about a month ago now, from cancer. He got cancer, and like within a month, he was gone. So the bottom line is, you never know. You just never know when it comes to health. I mean, this guy was in the greatest health of his life, and all of a sudden, boom, a month later, he's dead. I mean, in a month, he was dead. So want to give Pitbull Cruz for honoring Israel Vasquez last night. No doubt about that. Now, of course, as far as him stepping up, he liked to go with Ryan Garcia. Everybody wants to go with Ryan Garcia. King Rye, of course, King Rye is going to be released from his suspension in April. Of course, suspended for having a banned substance in his system. But the bottom line is, did it really have anything to do with the performance? Probably not. I mean, Ryan Garcia will kick David Haney's ass every time they fight. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, it's like the sun coming up in the morning, for the most part. Or the sun's going to come up every day. David Haney's going to get his ass kicked by Ryan Garcia every time they fight. No doubt. Listen, they fought three or four times as an amateur. Ryan knows what time it is. He stopped him. They didn't know it was the time it was. Of course, and then the referee, what was that referee's name? Harvey Duck. What did Bernard Hopkins say? Bernard Hopkins being an African-American promoter for Golden Boy Promotions, of course, a former world middleweight champion. He said that the brother did the brother a favor. What does he mean by that? The brother did a brother a favor. He did Haney a favor. Let me tell you, Harvey Duck allowed four knockdowns in that seventh round. Four knockdowns in the set. Now, come on, man. That fight should have been over, but it wasn't over. I mean, it was like, hey, man, you're messing my guy Devin Haney up. Do we have that Devin Haney clip? Can we run that Devin Haney Joe clip? Run that up there? Anyway, bottom line is, of course, Devin Haney now talking about coming back, and he says he's undefeated. How can you be undefeated after getting your ass kicked like that? And everybody watched it on television. And to show you what a phony guy his father was, and I despise his father. I just do, okay? I despise his father. He went to YouTube, and he wanted to get all the tapes of the fight eliminated. He wanted it this way. Hey, run that clip.
All right, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want Haney to win. I want a clean fight. Y'all touch gloves. Let's go.
Ryan, I know you can't fight, boy. I saw all that crazy stuff you was posting on Instagram. Ow! Bro, hey, bro, help, help,
help.
Got your back.
Save me.
Hey, Ryan, get off my guy. I ain't going out like this. Oh, okay, let's go. Headshot challenge. Go to sleep.
Yeah, how you like that?
Back up before I disqualify your ass.
Whoa, hey, ref.
Man, it's a bug.
Oh. Hey,
get up now. Five. Five.
Hey, man, you
six,
ain't count right.
Seven.
Hey, it's been 10 seconds.
Eight. Hey, you wait. All right, man, get your composure, okay? I'm gonna give you a few seconds. Rub it. All right. Man, back up before I swing on you.
Ref, come on.
All right, get him, Haney. Right back, Haney. Hey, man, get off me. No diddy.
Throw the damn towel.
It's time. I should swing on you, beating on my dude like that. Get your ass in your corner.
Ryan Garcia, of course, and Devin Haney. That was Harvey Dock, the referee there. Of course, that was a parody of Harvey Dock. But the bottom line is, Harvey Dock, I mean, that was atrocious. And he appeared last night. He was on the card at the T-Mobile Arena. He worked one of the undercard bouts. And listen, when you perform that miserably as a referee or an official, a judge, you don't deserve to have another fight for a long time. You should go back to school. In other words, they should slap you around, call you in the back room, and say, listen, man, you embarrassed the entire state coming up with that lousy-ass decision. You know, you can't be doing that. But guess what? It ain't that way in the world of boxing. You come up with a horrible decision, you got a trip to Monaco in a couple of weeks to do another fight there in Monaco. That's just the way it is. I couldn't believe it. Dalby Shirley was probably one of the worst judges in Las Vegas history. Of course, and Dalby and I went back and forth, and when he had a couple of drinks, he was rough to me. He was a big dude. I didn't want to get close to him. And I thought he was going to grab me around my throat. Anyway, but I used to cap on Dalby because Dalby always was the other guy. In other words, it would be a split decision. There was, if you see a one-sided fight, the guy wins a fight 10 rounds of two. All right, 118-110, that's what the score should be, right? So it's 118-110 on two scorecards. And then Dalby's got it for the other guy by 2 points. I mean, he's off like, by 10 or 11 points, and he kept getting gigs. And I kept saying to myself, what WTF? Why does this guy keep getting gigs? Because that's what they want. That's what the boxing establishment wants to an extent. They want to have judges they can, like, listen, Tim Cheatham score last night. I mean, the guy's name is Tim Cheatham. Come on, man. He comes up with a 118-108 score, something like that. Yeah, I thought it was 9-2-1 in rounds. I mean, I didn't give Morrell more than two rounds. Of course, one of the rounds was a two-point round, but he got that taken away from him because we got the point taken away, and I want to give Wayne Walker props for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, this guy's going to be the future of boxing. I just think he's going to be the future of boxing. I think the fact he articulates himself both well in Spanish and English, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be able to touch him right now for a while. He's talking about moving up to cruiserweight so he can't move down to 168 again. If they offered him enough money, he would cut off his you-know-what to fight Canelo. I think he would. To fight Canelo Alvarez, he would cut off his left and right, and an arm to make it. Of course, that's the big money as well. Of course, Canelo Alvarez, the Cowardly Lion of boxing. He should be in The Wizard of Oz. Remember that movie with the Cowardly Lion? I mean, that should be the Mexican Cowardly Lion. And yet the Mexicans were like, oh boy, you know, he's still our guy. He ain't your guy no more. Stick a fork in his ass. He's done. He's done. He wants to fight all these guys that are inferior and small and this and he wants to fight. He's going to fight Terrence Crawford. I'm of the opinion Terrence Crawford might light him up like the White House Christmas tree. He just might. I mean, he can fight. And, of course, I was saying a little bit earlier that a black guy beats an amateur, a Mexican guy. I just like the styles of the black fighter, Terrence Crawford, over the style of Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez, of course, a guy that's been around a long time now. In his last three fights, he's had a belly, a little bit of a gut. In other words, he can't get it together anymore. He's 32 years old. The guy's got more money than he can ever spend. And the Sheik's like going to give him like another couple hundred million dollars. This guy doesn't need that much money. And nobody needs that much money. Nobody. In fact, you know, I'm thinking of money. If Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and all those guys put their money together, they can end world hunger. Think about that. They could end world hunger. These guys got so much money. They can still have enough money to spend. They can still have enough money to spend. Still have enough money to spend. Live like the lives of royalty, okay? And they could end world hunger. I mean, they could. Famine. They could end it. And, of course, about Zuckerberg and the guys who run these tech companies, isn't that? So I'm not a big – I mean, wait. Here's a good one. Zuckerberg was advertising for bodyguards down in Los Altos, California. And I interviewed for the job a couple of years ago. I guess, man, that's been longer than maybe it's been 5 years now. So I interviewed for the job with Zuckerberg, right, being an ex-policeman and did some bodyguard work. Of course, I was Muhammad Ali's executive protection for a tour through China. So I've got a good resume as far as that's concerned. And I went to the Zuckerberg concert at Zuckerberg office, and I felt that we were being watched on film. I didn't see any cameras, all right, but I felt like do Zuckerberg, Mark, whatever it was in the other room. This is a Facebook guy. He was in the other room calling the shots, okay, because these guys seem to be a little aloof. Talk about the guys in the room. So they come down. It comes down to, you know, blah, 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 I'm doing real well in the job interview. Maybe the impeccable one could weigh in on this one because they said to me, would you step in, if somebody pulled out a gun, would you step in front of it? I mean, can you imagine, Bailey, ain't no money worth stepping in front. I am not the Secret Service. The Secret Service didn't protect Kennedy back in 1963.
You're not stupid either.
What?
You're not stupid either.
Exactly. That's on Paulo. Anyway, let's go to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live World. Is Haley ready to go? All right. Haley Pennington after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. AWB. Check them out. AverageWhiteBand.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue,
less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Listen, I'm not scared of these guys. These guys think they intimidate me, and they think that they're scared. Oh, well, if they're scared, that's all I know. I'm going to bring the pain to them. And that's all it is. Then we go see how tough you are. Tough guy. I like tough guys. All the time in prison, I always ran these guys. They were tough. When they were in, they ain't tough. When they get confronted, they ain't tough. When I bring that pain to them, they ain't tough. They ain't never... They think they know they've been around crazy niggas. Oh, no. They don't know one. They don't know a crazy nigga. No, they really don't.
Mike Tyson talking about his time behind bars. He's sort of straightening out his life, no doubt about that. The new wife of his, or his second wife, of course, the doctor down there in Arizona, they lost their child in a horrible accident in the home, of course, when she got caught up in a jogging machine, Mike Tyson's jogging machine. I think his daughter, and she passed away. But the bottom line is, Mike's got it going on. He's got it going on well down there in Arizona. Of course, Robin Gibbons, his former wife, sent me a cease and desist letter back in the days, back I think about 1993, somewhere around there, because I called her Robin Gibbons, R-O-B-B-I-N, short for robbing, because she was robbing him. There's no doubt about that. But she got upset, sent me a cease and desist letter. Now, we take it from San Francisco to Southern California. I take it back. Where are we at, Haley Pennington in Virginia?
No, I'm out of Huntington, West Virginia.
Okay, so how are you today, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. So talk to me. What? How'd you get hooked up with Gwen?
So I've, been around, boxing now for about 7 years. So throughout, my amateur experience, I was in contacts with, different types of promoters and stuff. And after I tried to do some local promoters, they didn't really work out for me. And so I actually started working with a gym out of Lexington, Kentucky, and they got me in contact with Gwen.
What weight do you fight at, 130 pounds?
My last pro fight was at 135, but I'm going to be making my return at 125.
Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Will you agree with me on that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a unique way to put it, right?
I completely agree with you.
Because when you have a size advantage, that's why I never understood how Tyson Fury could lose a fight. He was 6'9". Can you imagine being having like a 7 or 8 inch height advantage on somebody and then beating you? That doesn't click with me.
No, especially too when you get beat by a man that's not even supposed to be in your weight class. But no, the size and the weight thing, it does. It plays a huge, huge, huge role, bigger than what people would even believe.
Okay. What is Clarissa Shields, and is she a good front person for the sport of women's boxing?
I feel like, yeah, with her accomplishments, I mean, what, you know, what she's done with, you know, going and winning gold two times as a female, but I don't.
One thing I don't agree with her, though,
is I don't like how she acts like she's the only female in female boxing. Everything's about her. She's the quote. She's done this. She's done that. And I feel like there are, you know, different women out there that can be, you know, different, you know, unique type of role models out there in the sport of boxing. So do I think that she, you know, she's the only one that could be the front of female boxing? Absolutely not. But do I, you know, respect her and her accomplishments? Yeah.
She can't punch at all. I mean, does she have any knockout? Maybe two knockouts. Like all the fights.
Yeah, she doesn't have. I will tell you this: she actually fought Savannah Marshalls, and I thought Savannah Marshalls was going to be able to get her out of there. If there's one fight that I do think Shields should run back, I think it should be Savannah Marshalls, because I feel like that's the only girl at that weight class that, you know, has the hand speed that she has, or, you know, the background and stuff as well. Because I believe the higher that you get up in weight, you know, for females especially, the easier I think it gets, because there's less females the higher up in weight.
You know, she's got some good money behind her. Mark Taffet. Mark Taffet was a former vice president and a former executive at HBO when HBO was running hot as far as boxing concerns. He was there for like 15 or 20 years. So he's her manager, her promoter, all that kind of good stuff. Mark knows what's going on. And you know what? I will say this. I don't like her personally sometimes. You know, with the way she comes off, like, she comes off as an asshole. And
yeah, she does. She does. Very arrogant.
Yeah. No, she comes off as an asshole. I mean, arrogant. arrogant is a little bit low. Below that, I think, anyway. But the bottom line, she comes off. But then again, she had that MMA fight, and she got lit up, and, you know, she lost and this and that. That takes some intestinal fortitude, some stones. And girls don't have stones, per se, because men are supposed to have stones. But she has guts. That took guts.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I agree. But do I think, like I said before, do I think that she's the quote? Do I think that she's – I don't think that she's even the best female fighter that's out there fighting right now. I think she's done, you know, accomplished great things. But being the best to ever do something, couldn't, you know, label her as that.
The best it ever was, and the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be, maybe at as far as women's boxing was concerned, is a lady by the name of Ann Wolf. They called her Man Wolf, but Ann Wolf. And I'm going to tell you, don't chuckle. I used to watch Ann kick the snot out of guys in the gym. I mean, she would embarrass do guys. There were a couple of guys that were semi-contenders, and she embarrassed them.
Yeah, I'm familiar. I've watched her. I remember one knockout that she had that was nasty against that big, tall, blonde-headed girl.
That girl came in, she was like 7 foot tall, something like that.
Yeah, and she put her down.
Boom!
Yeah.
That was like, hey, if ever there was a timber, I remember when Muhammad Ali was going to fight Will Chamberlain, he said, you know what's going to happen when you're, when Will, you know what's going to happen about the third round? Timber! But when Ann Wolf hit that girl, I mean, that was I think that was the greatest knockout in women's boxing history. I mean, that was the most, that
was nasty.
That's when
we have one female fighter out of West Virginia, you know, that's went down as a Hall of Famer, Christy Martin. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Of course. Christy and I, of course, I was with Don King back in the day, and of course, back in the 80s and 90s when she came into play, and of course, she was the supporting cast for Julio Cesar Chavez, for Mike Tyson, this thing. I don't know if she got the money she should have gotten from Don King, and of course, then there was her trainer husband, Jim Martin. Now, I don't want to use the a-hole word again, but this guy, he was, hey, if ever there was a guy that was a creep, I mean, I was in training camps with him, okay? He was a creepy dude. And then he finds out that Christy's seeing another woman, right? In other words, like she's going across the street to the other team. So seeing another woman. So he finds out. So not only does he try to kill her, tries to kill her by shooting her and stabbing her. He shot her and stabbed her, and she's still alive.
I know, and that is incredible to me. She's still alive, and she's still working with Don King, so I don't know how much he really ripped her off.
Here's why I say ripped her off, okay, is that she wasn't getting millions of dollars. She was a support.
Of course
She was getting like a half a million bucks in this net. She thought, whoa. But in reality, I think she should have been getting just a little bit less than the main event guys as far as those cards were concerned, because people were tuning in to watch Christy Martin.
Yeah, and I will say this, though, too, you know, the girl, you know, the talent pool might not have been that big, you know, back then, but Christy Martin, that's another one. She came to fight, and she threw bombs.
Okay.
The whole entire time she fought, too. She fought hard.
Okay, Lucia Riker only lost one fight in her life. I think it was to a man. Anyway, her and Lucia Riker were supposed to fight. So I get together with a promoter. We go down to Houston, Texas. I think we're going to do this at the Astrodome or something like that, former home of the Houston Astros. So I think we're down there in Houston. So I get a $5,000 advertising deal out of this guy, right? And then about a month later, he calls me and he goes, I decided not to do it. I said, I'm not giving you your money back. He said, I don't expect you to. But the bottom line is, yeah, that fight was supposed to happen, Riker and Martin, and it never happened.
I know that she fought. I know that she fought Layla, and it was just too big of a weight thing.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Layla. Of course, you know, when Layla and I had we went back and forth one day at Howard University, the famous black university in the nation's capital, Washington D.C. I guess this was back in 2004 when Mike Tyson fought Kevin McBride, of course, his last real professional fight. Anyway, she was up on the stage and she was talking about wanting to fight this person, wanting to fight that person. I said to her, "Hey, when are you going to fight Ann Wolf?" And you know what she said to me, Haley?
No, I do not.
Who's that?
Oh, crap.
So you know what I said to her? I said, you know what? That would be like me asking your father who Joe Frazier is.
Yeah.
That's
the problem, too, is when these people do not sit here and keep up, you know, with the up-and-coming or, you know, the females that are around them or even the men that are around them in their sport. You know, that's when you get the wake-up call. I think, you know, I'll go back to last night watching David Benavidez and David Monroe, I can't even pronounce his word.
Morrell.
Yeah, Morrell fight. I knew from the get-go, I said, you know, Morrell, he's fast, he's explosive, he's strong, he's got knockout power, but he's never been in the ring with a veteran like David Benavidez. He has all this experience. And when you don't have, you know what I mean? Like, there's just different levels to the boxing stuff, and that's why you have to, you know, acknowledge, you know, your surroundings and who's in your pool. So, no, that is insane to me that she asked, who is that?
Okay. I was looking at you're 2-0 as a pro now, 2 KOs, but as far as professional fighters, what is tough pro? What's that? Is that the amateurs?
Oh, no, that's like it's a amateur tournament that's through my state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So if that makes sense, like we have USA Boxing Amateur, which I also fought in that as well. But before I did that, I fought in these tough man contests.
Yeah.
And it's basically just 1 minute rounds, 16-ounce gloves, and you go out there, and if you win the tournament, you win $1,000. So I said, hey, I'm going to go do this and win, you know, a few $1,000, and then switch over to USA Boxing. So it's still amateur fighting, but it's sanctioned through the state.
Okay, no doubt about that. And of course, the only thing more crooked than professional boxing?
What?
Amateur boxing.
Yeah, that political is crap.
I mean, when I remember I went to Tucson, Arizona. I had no respect for, there was a police tournament, and I went down. They didn't have a whole lot of respect for the competition. This day, they brought in some guy from England. I knocked him down twice, the first and the second round. Did bolo punches on him in the third round. I clowned him and lost a split decision.
Yeah, no, that's how I've made it to the national championship, like the finals, 3 or 4 different times. I can't really put an exact, you know, amount of numbers on it, but every single time I've lost to a split decision.
Yeah.
And I know there's fights out there that I've won. I know that I've won some of those championships, you know, but no, that's how it is. Very political. Very, okay. Very, very political.
Well, I wish you the very best of luck, you and Gwen. I wish you guys the best of luck. And when you get a fight schedule, give me a call. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for having me on.
Haley Pennington, West Virginia. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But you have been a singer, too. I mean, you had a show called Buck White, didn't you?
Yes, I was in a play called Big Time Buck White, a black militant play of problems that we're having in America. The play was a flop, but I was a hit. The play lasted 6 days, but the worst critics of my part was a hit. I want to get that straight.
Why is it, do you think, that you draw the crowds, of all the sportsmen in the world, that you are a great crowd drawer?
Mainly personality's got a lot to do with it. A personality, like a salesman's business, depends entirely on his personality. If he's rude and unsympathetic, and then the buyer will hope that he goes away and never come back. But very often, if the salesman is good, he can make a person buy when they don't even intend to. Same with a doctor. He might be the best of doctors. He might have many patients and give them all the medicine he wants. But it's...
Ooh! A little hot mic there. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Fastest knockout in boxing history, I think, was when it lasted like a second and a half, 1.5 seconds, when Crawford Grimsley got knocked out by Jimmy Thunder. It was back in 1997, March 18, 1997, on USA Cable. Tuesday night fights. The fights lasted officially 13 seconds. In other words, they had to count the dude. They counted. I don't know why they counted. He was like dead when he went down. But the bottom line is, that is the quickest knockout in boxing history. Now, of course, every once in a while, I try to bring up the negative sides of boxing and combat sports. And why do I do that? Because it's prevalent. There's no doubt about that. When I go to reunions and things like that, when I go to football, I sometimes see football players, you know, I went to high school with, and they're like punchy. And I can't figure out I figured it out now. You know what I'm saying? It's them helmets hitting each other. They got punch drunk. They got punch drunk in high school. And I was wondering why some guys had problems after high school football. You know, their hips went out and their knees went out. That's the physical part of it, okay? But the mental part of it, the cognitive skills in this, that you can see the decline, especially in football players. So I didn't trip on it until I interviewed Mark Gastineau, formerly of the New York Jets. He was a sack exchange. He was a big sacker. And it was him and him and like three other guys are calling the New York Sack Exchange instead of the Stock Exchange, the Sack Exchange. They used to sack people when he was playing for the New York Jets, okay? So anyway, he's fighting in 1992. We're doing the, I think we're doing the Camacho-Hagen, not the Camacho, no, Hagen and Ray Boom Boom Mancini up there in 1992 up there in Reno, Nevada. And he's on the undercard. And I'm doing all the post-fight interviews, okay? So he comes over to me in my little position, this and that. And of course, that was the night we interviewed James Conner, the Godfather. He was drunk as a skunk. Anyway, so Mark Asno comes over to me, and he's going, hey, he's all pumped up, this and that, right? So I said to him, I go, we're going to go live in just a minute. So we're kidding. So as soon as the guy tells me, okay, Pete, we're going live, 3, 2, 1. I go, Mark Asno, the Sack Exchange, man, that was a great sack, blah, blah, blah. He didn't say anything. I was like, how could he not hear me? I'm looking him right in his eye, right? So I said it one more time. I said, hey, Mark, you know, we're with Mark Asno, the Sack Exchange. He didn't. I had to step on his foot. I had to step on his foot to get his attention. I kid you not. That is chronic traumatic encephalopathy at the beginning. Now he's got Alzheimer's and that kind of good stuff. But this is how CTE begins, okay? It just does. They tested 112 NFL players. 112 NFL players. How many of them had chronic traumatic encephalopathy? 111. 111 of 112. The only one that didn't have bad brain damage when he died, it was an NFL player, was the guy that kicked the ball. Because he never got hit. He was a kicker. So he never got hit. Okay? Outside of that, every other guy, 111 of 112 guys, have suffered some chronic traumatic encephalopathy, brain damage from football. Okay? So for that, I said to myself, you know, a couple of years ago, I spent some time around Ken Norton. I'm talking about Ken Norton Sr., the heavyweight champion, former WBC heavyweight champion. In fact, I got him fired in Florida. I like telling this story. We're in Florida, and I think we're doing a New Year's Eve gig. It's like 1999, something like that. So I'm doing all the money. I'm writing the checks. And the checks are good when the card starts. In other words, we're being sponsored by the hotel we're doing this fight card at. So once the fighters step into the ring and the bell rings, my checks are good. But my checks aren't good until that step in the ring. You hear what I'm saying? So Ken Norton, the former WBC heavyweight title holder, of course, he had those three fights with Muhammad Ali, breaking Ali's jaw the first time. So he says to me, he goes, I hear you got the money. I said, yeah. He goes, well, I want my money now. And we're like 36 hours before the show, the day before the show, early in the morning. I said, I can't give you your money right now. I said, I can give you a check. He goes, nigga, I don't take checks. And I said, man, I said, well, that's all I can do right now. I said, because until the bell rings, I said, but you can cash the check here at the front desk. The hotel's going to cash all the checks as soon as the first bell rings. And there was Ken, when the bell rings, you could run your ass out to the front desk and cash your $5,000 check. No, man, I don't want it. I want my $5,000 cash now. I said, man, you ain't going to get it. I said, listen, you ain't going to get it. He goes, I ain't going to get it. I'll talk to Harold. I said, you don't need to talk to Harold. Harold ain't talking. I'm the boss here. I'm calling the shots. He goes, I said, can I call you a cab? He goes, so I'll call you a cab. I called him a cab. It was like last, I think I saw him one time after that. We were in Sacramento, California. Ken Norton, Muhammad Ali, George Foreman. I can't remember who the fourth guy was. Can't remember right now, but he was four heavyweight champions up there. And Ken Norton kept calling Ali a retard and things like that. Hey, retard. This, and, you know, I wanted to slap Ken Norton. I did. I wanted to slap him right then and there. And I was getting out. So anyway, what I did was I called security. I'm going to throw his ass out of here. I don't care. I'll throw his ass out. I don't like him anyway. Bottom line is I called the security. Security's coming over. And he's going, hey, retard, retard. And Ali sees that I'm about to go off. Right, Ali knows I'm about to go off. He knows it. He can see the steam coming out of my ears. So he jumps in between the two of us. He said, you know, champ, if it was that last fight you're talking about, he goes, maybe you got the better of it that night. And then Ken Norton started crying. I mean, this is the CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. He started crying. I said, well, what's going on here? Anyway, he started crying. He was like a little kid in the night. The rest of the night, Ken Norton, like that. Bottom line is chronic traumatic encephalopathy is for real. Now, when I talk about Ken Norton Sr., we've also got Ken Norton Jr. Of course, he was a football coach with the Raiders and, of course, the 49ers. And here he talks about chronic traumatic encephalopathy.
The collisions that the guys have and, you know, being out of the game now and watching the collisions and the hard work and, you know, some kids, some of the players, you know, dying on the field. It's you see the game from a different light. When you're playing, you don't really realize exactly how dangerous it is. And when you get out of it and look at it, you think, wow, you know, get up from that hit, you know, get up from that collision. You don't realize that, you know, football is extremely dangerous game.
What is it that allowed you or any football player then to endure that type of physicality and pain?
You know, you can't really put a finger on anything, any one thing, because you're just one play away. You just have to continue to play hard, keep your feet moving, and you have to be blessed. You have to have a lot of blessing and luck with you.
You know, I think about your dad being a boxer, and I guess the physical kind of pain he had to deal with was almost similar. Was there a similarity to that with what your dad had to deal with in boxing as well, you think?
I don't know. I don't know about that. Boxing, you don't have a helmet on, and, you know, these guys are hitting you in the head, and it's different. You know, you're standing right in front of a guy in boxing, hitting him with no helmet on. In football, you're running. Sometimes you're running 50, 60 yards full speed, and you're just running right into somebody. So, you know, toughness, that part might be similar because you have to be tough. And football is a game that if you're not tough, you know, you'll find out real quick. In boxing, if you're not tough and you got a soft chin, you know, they'll find it.
Wow. Ken Norton Jr., of course, talking about his father, former heavyweight champion, the fact that football players are like, it's ugly. It just is. I mean, people say to me, you know, boxing, football players, and what would you do? Here's put it this way. I wouldn't encourage my kid to box. I wouldn't. I wouldn't. My sister, my little sister, when she got bullied in school, I taught her how to box. She kicked that Simone girl's ass. But the bottom line is, you know, little tiny girl, got smart. I said to her, you can beat this girl because she thinks she can just whoop on you, okay? So we got her in the gym, this and worked her out, this and she beat the Simone girl. But anyway, that was like 25 or 30 years ago. If you prepare yourself mentally and physically, you can get things done as far as boxing is concerned. Of course, the chronic traumatic encephalopathy, somebody said to me the other day, can you prevent it? I mean, with contact sports, can you prevent it? Probably not. I mean, probably not. You probably can't. But you can reduce it to an extent. I think it needs to be reduced. And I think when you look at guys that probably shouldn't be fighting and that are fighting, you know, maybe we need to do something about that. Guys that are old, time to, you know, Ali fought too long. I mean, I was with Ali in China, and that was sad. I mean, you know, Tom, some days he would shake. And when he would shake, that meant he wasn't taking the medicine, the Parkinson's medicine. So he was shaking, right? And he told me he'd rather shake than take the medicine. Because when he took the medicine, he was adult. Not an adult. Adult. D-O-L-T. Which means like, you know what I'm saying? He was like a moron. He couldn't get it together, okay? I had to lead him around sometimes. Like, so it was a contrast between him being on the medication and off the medication. It was just too much. And, of course, you know, if Ali got damaged, I've seen, you know, anybody can. You just can't. And some of these young guys I see in the amateurs, you know, Houston, I won't mention him right now because he lives across the bay. But the bottom line is when I look at this one fighter, I'm looking straight at him, and one of his eyes is cockeyed. He's looking off this. That's brain damage. That stuff doesn't happen by an accident. I don't know that about that. Speaking of accidents, the 22nd of February, of course, in Saudi Arabia, I don't need to see this accident once. I saw it once. Sort of like a porno movie. I don't want to see it the second time. Once I see it the first time, yeah, you know, the money shot, we're done, right? Dmitry Bivol, of course, the former light heavyweight champion, 23-1, the guy that beat Canelo Alvarez about a year and a half ago over a 12-round decision, takes on Artur Beterbiev. Beterbiev 21-0 with 20 knockouts, the reigning light heavyweight champion. Of course, this is a rematch. I don't need to see it. Like I said, once I see the thing for the first time, I don't need to see it the second time. Now, the fight that I'm really intrigued with, Danny Dubois, 22-2. The guy can punch. He knocks people out. Taking on Joseph Parker. Joseph Parker, a guy that came to him from New Zealand at one point in time. Of course, he had Kevin Barry, who was the guy that Vander Holyfield was disqualified against in the 1984 Olympics. Of course, when the referee said, hold it, and then boom, Holyfield threw the punch, and Kevin Barry went down, acting that kind of stuff. Anyway, Parker was handled by Kevin Barry for a long time. I don't know if he still is, but Parker is a guy that has really looked, how can I put it, in the last couple of fights, he's really looked like a fighter that's been improved. I mean, for the most part, I thought he was like a ham and egg. Not a ham and egg, per se, but he was a good fighter. Of course, he beat Zil Zhang. Zil Zhang, of course, a 6'9" Chinese guy, comes from the People's Republic of China. He's like 39, 40, 45, 50 years old. God knows how old that guy is, because people don't understand this. People lie about their age, especially in boxing. It is true. They lie about in bars. People lie about their age in bars too, okay? But they lie about their age in boxing. People from, I'm going to stereotype this, okay? Cubans, notoriously older than what they say on the birth certificate. I mean, notoriously. Colombians, same thing. Russians, oh my God, how old is Gennady Golovkin? Now, he should be collecting Social Security by now, but the bottom line is, you know, he's just like 41 or 42 years old. Anyway, Danny Dubois is a hell of a fighter, no doubt about that. And, of course, he's taking on Joseph Parker. Parker's 35-3, 23 KOs. Of course, Mr. Daniel Dubois comes in at 22-2, and he's a big puncher, no doubt about it. But he's been stopped two times. People say to me, you know, the guy's been knocked out two times. Isn't there a chance of him getting knocked out a third time? But the bottom line is, anytime you hit somebody in the heavyweight division, there's a chance of somebody getting knocked out. I mean, we're talking about a 20-pound man hitting somebody else in the face. I mean, what do you think? Bottom line is, it ain't going to happen. Parker, 35-3, I mentioned, of course. And Mr. Dubois, 22-2, 21 knockouts, almost all knockout ones. Of course, knocked out Anthony Joshua in the fifth round. It was a fight before his last fight. It was in September 2024. Of course, before that, beat Flip Hojolik, Jarrell Miller. Bottom line is he lost to Oleg Usyk, a KO in nine rounds. You know, Usyk is an overachiever in my mind. For some reason, he seems to win fights. I don't give him a chance to win. I don't think he should have beat Tyson Fury. As I said, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. If I was 6 foot nine, I'd still be kicking ass on Coleridge and Behaman. I still would be. If I was 6 foot nine, you gotta be kidding. 6 foot nine, get yourself a five or six inch height advantage over somebody, and a big muscle mass advantage over somebody, and they beat you. That doesn't work. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's roll an early break. You're tuned to the longest running fight show in the history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I have the impeccable producer. On Sunday, of course, I got good producers on Saturday as well, but of course, the impeccable one is in the house talking about Mr. Bailey Peck, of course. And I tried to give him a Benavidez Morrell t-shirt and he wouldn't wear it.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a change in society today. And that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether it's a crime scene or this and that. It's always the TV show, it's cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposing, all of it. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive, obsessive violence, excessive, obsessive sex on TV and the music and the in the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports zone, the thing that they can relate to, which they see most is basketball and football, mainly basketball. And that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal you want to go into something, what you see. You don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs. A lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Let me tell you, that was the Goldfather, Emanuel Stewart. Of course, my man, no doubt about that. Let me tell you, when he was doing the Ukraine thing with the Klitschko brothers, Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko, of course, Vitaly Klitschko, now the mayor of Ukraine, of Kiev, Ukraine, of course, the capital of Ukraine, and Vladimir Klitschko, the former world heavyweight champion, 1996 Olympic gold medalist, he called me at 3 o'clock in the morning, "Mother Ducker, wake up!" Except he didn't say Ducker, he said with an F, okay? "Wake your ass up!" "Oh, Emanuel, it's 3 o'clock in the morning." "It ain't 3 o'clock here!" "Okay, it's 3 o'clock in the morning." "So what, man? You ain't got no job. You're a boxing writer. Wake up right now. Talk to me." Blah, blah, blah. So I get these calls like, you know, every couple of weeks in that 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. He did it on purpose. Okay, he could have called me the same hour, but he called me 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to mess with me. I miss him. He's been gone now since 2012. Of course, died of the complications of colon cancer, not taking care of business. Didn't check the colonoscopies. Didn't take his PSA test, that kind of good stuff. Emanuel Stewart is dead because he neglected himself, and that's really sad. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's talk about the card, of course, the 22nd of February from Saudi Arabia. Of course, on top, Peter Bev and Bivol, we talked about that already. Daniel Bois and Joseph Park, we talked about that. Carlos Adamas and Hamza Shiraj, they're battling for the WBC 160-pound title. Adamas coming in 24-1. Now, here's a fight of intrigue. 22-0, Virgil Ortiz, 22-0, like 20 knockouts, 21 knockouts, something like that. Bottom line is taking on Israel Madrimov. Madrimov is 10-1. He lost that last fight to Terrence Crawford. A lot of people thought he might have won that fight or deserved to be a draw, but at the end of the day, he did lose that fight. Of course, Israel Madrimov taking on Virgil Ortiz. The last time we saw Virgil Ortiz, he was walking around an arena in a daze. The guy looked like he was on PCP. I mean, he was like in bad shape. So he's had some concussion problems. He's had some blood issue problems in the past. People thought it was performance anti-drugs, and it wasn't. Now, I've got Rose's kid in the house. I'm talking about Bob Antonelli. Bob, what's new in the world of music, man?
Nothing, Pete. Just enjoying music, enjoying life. Last night, I went out and heard a couple live bands down at the Little Fox Theater. It was a couple Latin rock bands, one salsa band, and they put on an incredible show, took some friends with me, and it was a great, great show, Pete.
Well, it's great to have you in here, and you're Rose's kid. I love you, and I love Rose as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Center with the impeccable one, Bailey Peck doing the...